It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to talk about today. Are the religious rights being taken away from a mill owner in Lansing, Michigan? Why is that state going after them? We'll tell you the story. Tomorrow, there's a huge pro-life rally in Philadelphia. Will this state rep finally step down who's been berating kids? And it's a Wellness Thursday. Plus, we got breaking news. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now we're not even talking about isolated situations. We're talking about a cumulative effect of obstruction.
Did you see what just happened, by the way? No collusion. No obstruction.
Well, it is kind of interesting. It is kind of interesting. You've got Nancy Pelosi now finally dropping the impeachment bomb. Is she going to actually go forward and say it's something that should be done? She seems to be backing herself up that way by trying to say that it appears that all this interference is going on. Friends, I just need to remind you of this. The president hasn't interfered at all. The attorney general had no legal obligation to ever release a summary, ever to unredact anything, much less go to Congress and voluntarily testify as to what was found. He now has released a report that is 98.7% unredacted. Jerry Nadler can go read it for himself. The only thing that is still under there is sources and methods of national security and a couple of things relating to ongoing investigations from a grand jury. That's it. That's all that's in there. And she's saying now, oh, well, he's obstructing. No, she's lying, just like they have been, just like they continue to do. And she won't get away with it, not on this microphone, not at this time. So, and if you want to see how really, truly committed Jerry Nadler, the prattler, is to this whole impeachment idea, to this contempt idea of Attorney General Barr, just go back, go to the front page of FoxNews.com and read what he had to say about Attorney General Holder's contempt when the whole Congress held him in contempt for literally holding back criminal information about the Fast and Furious investigation. It's a joke. The Democrats are a joke. There's other breaking news today. You need to know about this. The U.S. has seized a North Korean ship that is thought to have been using its purposes for selling coal, which North Korea is not allowed to do under sanctions, and then to bring in weapons and other things into North Korea from other parts of the world. It's a 17,601-ton single-hull bulk carrier ship called the Wise Honest. And officials say this is the first time U.S. has seized a North Korean cargo vessel for violating international sanctions in all the years that they've been violating the sanctions. We've never stopped them before. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing? We've had so many presidents say, well, North Korea's got to play fair and they got to keep the rules. And then we see them send this ship out full of coal and then coming back with other stuff and we just let it go. And isn't it amazing that it takes a president who says, no, I'll negotiate with you, but you're not going to cheat on the sanctions. Isn't it amazing that it doesn't happen until Donald Trump happens? It's another indication that the world is still taking notice that we have a different man in charge, and he is actually keeping his word on thing after thing after thing, which is amazing. Wait, what's this, Alex?
We have a call.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going to go to the phone line here. It appears. Oh, Mike Lindell, he's calling us. Well, Mike, I'm a little bit upset with you. You were in my backyard yesterday, and you didn't even call to say hello. But I don't know where you're calling from today.
Hey, I'm back in Minnesota, Kevin. I have been on the road for a month, and then this is my one day back here, and I'm on the road for another month.
Oh, my goodness. And I saw you recently with Secretary Carson with his scholars who graduated. I'll have to ask you about that. But what do I owe the pleasure of this very pleasant call on the phone line from?
Well, I wanted to call in and tell you what, Kevin, I'm going to do something on your show here that's starting today. It's the first time I've ever told a price on either radio or TV, and you're going to get a two-pack of MyPillow queen-size premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price I've ever offered and on TV or radio, and this the only place this is offered as good as MyPillow.com and with your promo code.
All right, so
going in your number, yeah.
So, well, wow, Mike, that is generous. First of all, thank you. I just want to reiterate what you're saying. So, as of right now, my listeners can call 800-506-2641 or go online to MyPillow.com and they can get pillows. Get a MyPack queen pair for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Mike, you've never offered them for that price before.
Ever. This is historical. Make sure they use your promo code. We're doing it for a few special people, Kevin.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
well, I'm very grateful, Mike. The promo code KMC, but let me give you that number again, friend. Write this down, 800-506-2641. If you call that number, you will be guaranteed to get this price today, 800-506-2641. If you go online to MyPillow.com, use the KMC promo code, and that'll get you where you need to go as well. But $34.99 a pillow, friends, they've never offered them this low. I have everything, by the way, in the MyPillow repertoire, except for the dog beds, Mike. That's the only thing I don't have, but I don't have a dog. So I don't need, but I've got
okay,
everything
hint,
else.
Hint, I'll send you one, Kevin.
No. I don't have a dog, so I don't need the dog bed, but I've got
you
the
don't
keys.
Have a dog. Okay.
Exactly. That's why
maybe
I don't
I'll
use
send
it.
You the dog, too.
No. You keep
too.
That one. You have to fight the lovely bride over that. We've got the Giza sheets, which you just sent me a couple of weeks ago. And, Mike, I've never slept so good in my life. It is like, I try to describe to people
and
what it's like
amazing.
To go to bed now. Like, I look forward to getting in bed. Like, I can't wait till the end of the day so that I can just put on my jammies and just slide between those Giza sheets and just put my head on the pillow go to bed on the bed topper. And, like, I am deep out, like, in seconds. Like, it just doesn't even take any time at all. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, wow, this is like a brand new day. Like, it's like I don't even feel like I've been sleeping. Like, it's so gentle and refreshing and everything. Like, I know you know the
right.
science behind all of it, but – I've never slept the way I'm sleeping right now.
Yeah, it is amazing, the whole package together with it, where the pillow gave you great REM sleep and the topper gives you great delta sleep and the sheets make you not even want to get out of bed.
I'm saying.
You stay awake, you're laying there in bed in the morning going, feeling all great. You're going, this feels so good, I don't want to get up.
Well, I have written more than a column or two on my phones laying in bed, not wanting to get out of bed in the morning. I literally have done some of my writing on my phone instead of getting up to my computer. Anyway, Mike, hey, listen, I don't know why I'm so blessed to have you call us today, but I'm really grateful that you're doing this. People, if you're listening right now, you've got to take advantage of this. Mike is only doing this in a limited number of spots. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and get your a pair of queen pillows for $34.99 a piece. That's a pair for $69.98, lowest price he's ever offered them for. Mike, you're a busy guy. Thank you so much.
Kevin, use your promo code, and I'm going to throw in free shipping today, too.
free shipping? Okay, guys, there's no reason that you're missing out on this. Promo code KMC, phone number 800-506-2641. Get online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code. Call that number, 800-506-2641. Mike Lindell, you're a good man. Thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks, Kevin.
All right, when we come back, we're going to go to Michigan because the people that are operating a mill there finding themselves and having their religious liberties taken away. Stay with us.
in traffic, we've got the answer.
Let's go borough by borough on this Thursday evening. We'll start in the Bronx. Westbound on the Cross Bronx jammed up from the Bronx River Parkway to the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue. The Bruckner's heavy eastbound from the Triborough over towards the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Westbound, once you get west of the Drawbridge, not bad into the Triborough, but the Beacon's heavy northbound from the Triborough up to the Cross Bronx. Southbound, very slow through Van Cortlandt Park and down to the Cross Bronx. In Manhattan, northbound west side highway slows from the 70s on up. FDR northbound from the 30s on up. In Queens, eastbound on the LIE, we're slow from the BQE to the Cross Island Parkway. Grand Central delays start just east of LaGuardia and take us out to the Clearview. Clearview and Cross Island Parkway both slow on the southbound side, coming down towards the LIE. In Brooklyn, very slow on the BQE, basically through Queens as well, from the LIE right on down towards the Gowanus. And on the Staten Island Expressway, we're jammed up on the westbound side from the Verrazano Bridge right out towards the West Shore Expressway. Eastbound slows as you go east of 440 to Victory Boulevard. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970, The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week I make a promise to you. That promise is that Mr. Mike Connors himself from Connors & Sullivan Law Firm will be here to answer one of your questions about tax law, fiduciary, estate care, elder care, all that stuff. And he's back again this week. Mike, Ryan writes and says, how do I report money I receive as an inheritance on my tax return? Now, this seems somewhat intuitive, right, Mike?
Well, I think so. You don't have to report an inheritance on your income tax return. It's usually tax-free. Now, by usually, in New York State, if you're under $5,740,000, it's tax-free. And it's taxed on the estate, not on the person who receives the inheritance. Now, there are some states where you have an inheritance tax, but even then, it's not on your income tax. Now, just at the same time, if you have an IRA and you're the beneficiary of an IRA, assuming it's a traditional IRA, if you make withdrawals, you're going to pay tax on the income that your parent or relative did not pay during their lifetime. But inheritance is not taxable ordinarily.
That is good for people to know. And friends, as you are thinking about not only your tax preparation, but especially your estate issues and elder care and family matters, all those things, they're really tricky. They're difficult. And that's why you need someone who is not just got a shingle out in front of their shop, but someone who's been voted as one of the very best in their field by their peers multiple times and has offices in five boroughs. So here's what you need to do. You need to call Connors and Sullivan and talk to Mike's staff. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You can also send him your questions to be answered right here. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com, AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And join him as he answers more of your questions. Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent.
A female student encountered a male in her high school's bathroom but received no help from her school's administration. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. Alexis Lightcap was fearful when she found a male student in her school's bathroom, so she immediately alerted her principal. Rather than helping Alexis, the principal told her that the school had recently changed policies without even notifying parents or other students and opened up locker rooms and restrooms based on each student's self-declared gender. Thanks to your support, Alliance Defending Freedom stepped in to help Alexis and sued her Pennsylvania school district. We have appealed her case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. We can't sit by and watch as the government takes away our freedoms. When we stand together, we can win. For more information and to help us protect your freedoms, visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, just real quickly, did you know that there's a case in Michigan right now in which the federal court is going to be asked to grant a judgment striking down the city of Lansing from being able to shut out Country Mill Farms from the local farmers markets. And why? Because the owners disagree with them on something. Let's get more information on this. Kate Anderson is back with us. She's a senior counsel at the ADF, and she was just with us a couple of weeks ago talking about another important case. But Kate, it's always good to have you. Tell us the backstory to Country Mill Farms. What's going on there?
Yes, well, Country Mill had been participating in a farmers market in East Lansing for about 7 years. They were a valued part of that market where they sold their organic apples to everyone. But they received a question on their Facebook page about their beliefs on marriage. This is a Catholic family, and so they gave an honest answer to what's a difficult question in our culture today. City officials in East Lansing saw that answer and were very unhappy with it. They immediately began targeting the family, asking them to leave the market. Ultimately, they created a brand new rule for the market that they then used specifically to exclude Steve Tennis and his family from participating in the market in the future.
What does the rule look like? How does it work?
They basically took their public accommodation law, their city non-discrimination law, a law that Steve had always complied with, and extended it out to reach conduct and beliefs that Steve expressed on his own farm, which is actually 22 miles outside of the city. And then they interpreted his statement of his beliefs about marriage as discrimination, which is really silly because he serves everyone, but as a Catholic, he stated his beliefs about marriage, and that has nothing to do with who he serves. This is a pretty egregious case where we're seeing a non-discrimination law be used to target a person because of their beliefs.
That's why I wanted you to explain it, because you had to twist everything into a pretzel to get to the point where he was violating some ordinance, and they literally had to do that. They extended 22 miles. They had to take his Facebook. They had to bring in his personal. They had to do all of this stuff to then say he was doing something wrong in his business. And please tell me, Kate, that you guys weren't even needed, that ADF didn't need to come to their aid, that the courts in Michigan were just going to so naturally side with the family that they were just going to have no problem with this whatsoever.
Well, we would hope so, but the city of East Lansing has aggressively defended their position that they can use their public accommodation law to target Steve and his family because of their beliefs about marriage. Fortunately, a federal judge agreed with us at the very early stages of the case and ordered East Lansing to allow the Tennises to keep coming to the market while the case was being fully litigated. But as we fully litigated the case, the city has continued to maintain their position and spoken out very hostily towards the Catholic belief about marriage that is shared by millions around the country and around the world. They specifically said that they wanted that belief to change, that applying enough pressure should change that. And one witness even testified that she wanted Steve Tennis's belief to change. So that's what we're looking at there, and that's something that should be concerning even to people who don't agree with Steve on marriage. Government shouldn't tell people what to believe or try to change their beliefs.
Sure. If the shoe were on the other foot and the farmer's market was run by all Catholics, and there was a gay couple that wanted to come and open a stand, and they somehow created a situation where they said, well, because you don't agree with this, we're not going to allow you to operate here. Kate, there'd be a holy hell to pay. I mean, you'd see no end to the fire and brimstone that would be coming out of government if all things being equal were exactly the opposite.
Right. And we should respect each other's beliefs. And we've seen that play out in Steve Tennis's business. He treats everyone with respect and dignity. He hires people from every background, including the LGBT community. He has customers from all different beliefs and backgrounds. And he works with other businesses that are part of the LGBT community, their owners, or any other community. There's certainly nothing in his actions that would indicate that he has any ill will towards anybody because of their beliefs or because of the way they choose to live their life.
The Tennises are grateful to have the Alliance Defending Freedom working on their side. But friends, there are so many of these cases. You've heard me identifying them over the last number of weeks that Kate and others have joined us to talk about instance after instance in which sometimes they don't have the resources to be able to defend themselves. And Kate, it is the strategy of some of these municipalities and states and other people to wrap these families up in so much legal red tape and cost that they just give up the fight. Sometimes they think if we just get them, you know, hogtied, so to speak, they won't be able to do it. So it really is vital that the ADF is there and can come to their aid without charge.
Certainly, and we do see cities and states aggressively pursue people on this, bringing many threats. There's no criminal penalties in this case, but we do have other cases where criminal penalties are threatened if people continue to fight on these issues for their beliefs.
That's just wrong. And friends, it's one of the reasons why a couple of months ago I started saying you need to step up and help support the ADF. You can do that online by going to yourfreedomfund.org, yourfreedomfund.org. But you can also call this number, 800-569-1559, and make a financial gift to help keep ADF going. Kate, you've been with ADF for a while, and you're one of the senior counsel there. Is the religious freedom issue dying down, or is it more intense of a battle than ever before?
It's certainly more intense, and we're seeing it fought largely in the small business realm. Businesses are being threatened in what they can do and what their owners can believe. And that's where we're seeing the fight right now. And it's certainly heating up. You've seen several Supreme Court cases come out on some of these issues recently, including the Masterpiece Cake Shop case on behalf of baker Jack Phillips last year. And so we're very grateful to all of those that make it possible for us to do this work.
Yeah, and you can help them continue to do this important work, friend, if you call 800-569-1559 or go online to yourfreedomfund.org. The truth is, friend, you're listening today, you may not think you'll ever need ADF's help, but at some point in time, if you have to stand up and say, no, this is what I believe, they'll be there to fight for you as well. Yourfreedomfund.org, 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 or 800-569-1559. Kate Anderson, thank you so much. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 57 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, two of the nation's most progressive members of Congress are teaming up and taking aim at high credit card interest rates. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders held a live stream today online where they announced their proposed legislation. They're calling it the Loan Shark Prevention Act, and it would cap interest rates at 15% for both credit cards and consumer loans. In addition, if passed, the bill would allow post offices to serve as location for consumer financial services. Following a nearly two-year-long manhunt, a man is under arrest for allegedly shooting a pregnant woman in the head. Tatiana Sparks was 19 years old when she was hit by a stray bullet while standing near her Brownsville home. She survived and gave birth to a healthy baby boy. The NYPD and federal agents with the ATF apparently tracked down the suspect. A Brooklyn woman is dead weeks after being hit by a bicyclist in Midtown Manhattan. Jennifer Polsoni has more.
Cops say 67-year-old Donna Sturm was in the crosswalk at West 57th Street near 6th Avenue back on the afternoon of April 24th when she was struck by a biker. He remained on scene, not initially charged. Sturm ended up in the hospital with critical injuries before passing away this past Saturday. Jennifer Bolsoni, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees host the Mariners at the stadium, 6:35 first pitch. Mets are off. They begin a weekend series with the Marlins at Citi Field starting tomorrow. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, about 20 minutes from 1 and 9, maybe even 30 now. And much better from the Turnpike approach, about a 10 to 15 minute backup. Outbound Holland Tunnel, 20 to 30 minutes. Let's make that the outbound Lincoln Tunnel is 20 to 30 minutes and about 45 minutes now on the citybound side. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of a shower, low 54. Clouds on and off tomorrow with some showers, high 71. Partly sunny on Saturday, high 64. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
going to donate to Planned Parenthood. I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood.
And
so look, a bunch of white
more.
People standing up in front of a Planned Parenthood, shaming people.
Really
There's nothing Christian about what you're doing.
Such a repulsive piece of trash. That's my opinion of who Brian Sims is. The Pennsylvanian Democratic state rep that is literally in that clip right there, he is actually trying to out the identity of high school girls. I don't know if he understands the danger that he puts them in, but you know, this papa bear with a baby daughter at the house, like, you know, that starts raising the hair on the back of my neck. Anyway, we've been talking about this since Monday. Chad Felix Green, Kelsey Bowler both weighed in earlier in the week. But I want to bring in Allison Centofante from Live Action because there has been some quick organization of a bit of a response to State Rep Sims, and she's here to talk to us about it. Allison, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks for having me, Kev.
It is really stomach churning to the daughter, to the father of a daughter, to see a publicly elected official doing what Mr. Sims was doing in that video.
Yeah, it's really outrageous. And this week, I mean, people have been calling us. Just earlier this week, Matt Walsh and Abby Johnson jumped online with Lila Rose, our founder, and said, look, we got to go do something. This is not okay. You don't get to bully pro-lifers for just simply being peaceful, prayerful, present at a Planned Parenthood. So not only is it not right for anyone to do, but specifically Representative Sims is a sitting state representative. He's a lawyer. He was elected by the people. And so we're asking him to step down. We want to see him resign. This is not the kind of leadership we want to see. It's not the kind of country we want to live in. So we're rallying in Philly tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at 1144 Locust Street. It's the exact Planned Parenthood that he harassed these women and teenagers at. And I think you'll see a really loving but justice-seeking group.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic because, as you know, just this last week, we had the Alive from New York event here in New York City, and the protesters that showed up that were chanting, that were making obscene signs, that were, you know, trying to talk down Jim Daly and Jeannie Mancini as they ran the program from the stage, they ended up having to just kind of disperse because they didn't get the fight that they were looking for. And what impresses me about the people in Brian Sims's video, both the woman that he harassed who was praying and the young girls that he's going after there, is that they don't give him the fight he's looking for either. And that's the real kind of beautiful story of who pro-life people are. We love people. We love life. We don't want to hurt anybody. We're not trying to take anybody's rights away from them. Here we are just trying to help some that have been overlooked and have been allowed by law to have injustice be visited upon them. We're trying to get them legally cleared so that that can't happen anymore. That's the extent of what the pro-life movement is about. Why do you think people like Sims, Allison, have such a burning, visceral kind of hatred for peaceful protesters that are just praying for the lives of the unborn babies?
Yeah. You never know what's going on there and why there's such anger. I think that they've bought into this narrative that without abortion, you know, women can't do well, and that's terrible. We need to reverse that and empower women in who they are and families. So I think that's part of why they're a little angry. But secondly, you touched on this really beautifully, Kevin. Look, what he did was wrong, and we're asking him to do the right thing, to step down from public office, to stop bullying pro-lifers. But at the same time, we acknowledge that Representative Sims, he himself has inherent dignity as a human being.
Right.
And now he's disqualified from public office, and I would say leadership, for what the way he's treating people. But we don't condone any personal attacks against him,
right,
who he is. You know, we stand up against bullies, but we don't become bullies in the process. We can't become what we're trying to vilify. And I know that the pro-life movement sees that and says that and believes that every person is worthy of love and respect, regardless of their current beliefs. And, you know, and I hope that Representative Sims comes around to seeing our side of the issue, because it's his very right to life, his right to free speech that he's been granted by just being born. And we're just trying to give others that same opportunity, too.
That's so well said, Allison. Now, I want to give my listeners an opportunity, because Philly is only 90 minutes outside of New York City. Friends, you can, if you get on the road early enough, you can get down there easily. And we could lend our voice to what's going on. Very grateful that you've invited me to be part of it, Allison. I don't think I'm going to be able to be there because I've got a little eye issue that I've got to get dealt with a doctor tomorrow. But I'm hoping that many, many people will show up and express support for the work that's being done by these women, children, praying and expressing their solid belief. Again, the address, 11 a.m., where at?
Yep, 1144 Locust Street, Philadelphia. The Elizabeth Blackwell Planned Parenthood in Southeast Philly. I'll be there. I think hundreds will be there tomorrow, 11 a.m. Come even watch online. You can live stream it on Live Action's Facebook page if you can't come, if you've got work. We understand.
Right.
And expose this. We want to stand up to bullies. We want to stand in solidarity as peaceful pro-lifers. That it's not going to make us back down from our
11 a.m.
back on them.
11 a.m., 1144 Locust Street in Southeast Philly. You can find it. Just get there. 11 a.m., 1144 Locust Street. And we'll also put the address on the social media tonight for people that want to invest the time and get down there. Allison, thank you as always for your work. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, an actual Dr. Howard will join me. No relation to the previous aforementioned Allison Howard Chantefante. But Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I have not had interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping my pillow in the middle of the night. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. No questions asked. Mike said so. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. You can toss a MyPillow in your washer dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your current pillow, see what happens, and when you get the feathers all over the place, don't blame me. For a limited time, get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. That's right. Free shipping and one low price for two premium MyPillows. So call now, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code AM970.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All your European makes excluded.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the iPhone XR with its amazing camera included for just $35 a month per line for five lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. iPhone XR, 64GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Looking for the perfect place to take mom this Mother's Day? Then look no further than our favorite French bistro in East Midtown Manhattan. Panam French Restaurant is on the corner of 56th and 2nd Avenue, and Chef Bernard will provide you with the perfect medley of French contemporary and classic cuisine. Plus, his selection of desserts is out of this world. Enjoy a taste of Paris and make your reservation today. Call 212-207-3737 and make a reservation at Panam, one of the last standing French bistros in town.
AM 970, The Answer. Everywhere I go, I say is it always on my road, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, you hear me bragging about taking them every single day, and I do. And if I have a little bit of an allergy or a cold or I feel like something's trying to attack me, I just up that dosage, and I'm so grateful to be able to do so. And it's helped me stay relatively bronchial adjutant free for like almost 4 years now. And Dr. Douglas Howard is who I thank for all of that. He says he didn't invent fruits and vegetables. God did that. But he figured out the combination to put them together in those veggie capsules. And I'm telling you, three and three each day, you're going to feel more energy than you've ever felt. That's why we're powered by him right here on Wellness Thursday. Dr. Howard, welcome back. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. Sorry I missed you last week.
No. Well, we had a chance to re-examine the trans fat issue, which was, I thought, very, very helpful. And we've been working our way through these kind of 20 things that should be common sense to our wellness, but some people don't realize that they're common sense. And we come to one today that I think my mom really tried to drive home to us, because when she was first diagnosed with cancer, one of the first things she did was just start reading about nutrition as much as she could. Because the doctors had one answer for her, radiation and
chemotherapy.
And she was about 5'7" and about 110 pounds on her heaviest day. And she thought if she goes on those programs, she's just going to be just toast within a year. And so what she did was she avoided those, went nutritional, and extended her life probably by about 3 years in doing so. But one of the things that she knocked out, we were big drinkers of Kool-Aid back in the day. And, of course, you put 1,000 grams of sugar in every glass of Kool-Aid. And that was one of the first things she cut out. We're like, we're not doing sugary drinks anymore. But it went far beyond that. So talk to us about sugary drinks and how they're the most fattening product in the modern diet.
Well, this is how I explain to my patients all the time is it's liquid candy. You're just drinking liquid candy, and it's even worse because at least a candy bar, you're even chewing, and that starts some of the processes of digestion. But, you know, you've seen people guzzle a drink down. It just goes straight from the – you don't even taste it, most of that sugar. not to call anybody on the spot, but how many teaspoons of sugar do you think there are in a 12-ounce Coke?
Oh, a bunch. I wouldn't even begin to know, but I know it's probably like 40% sugar.
Well, there's a lot. But, okay, how many teaspoons of sugar would you take and just put in your mouth and start eating?
None. But I'm not a sugar guy, so this is not a weakness for me.
Yeah, but nobody's going to take and just take spoonfuls. No, there's 10 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
In a soda drink.
Wow.
In a stand. 10 teaspoons of sugar.
And that's like, what, 8 ounces of liquid, but you just, the sugar's just going right in there. Okay.
Yeah. But so the thing with that is nobody would do that. But we don't think about it because we just start drinking it down. That's not to mention the other stuff in there. I mean, we could go into the chemicals and everything else. But the problem with it is your body doesn't register that as sugar. And so it just goes straight to fat. It's one of the most fattening things you can do. There is one thing worse, I will say, that drives me nuts is, have you ever been standing? I mean, I'll even go back to my days. I have, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to one of these joints, but you're standing in a line and somebody orders a Big Mac. Oh, I know, excuse me. They order a big hamburger and some kind of a large fry and something else and a large, what?
Diet Coke.
Yeah, exactly. And a large diet drink.
Makes up for it.
And how did that person look in front of you? Healthy?
I try not to judge, Dr. Howard. I'm trying
to,
you know.
But I'm going to judge because I'm a doctor. This is what you do. They're mostly obese.
Mm.
But how many people do you see that are overweight drinking diet drinks? Because they think they're cutting something out. Here's the point I need to make with this today, is not just the sugary drinks are one of the most fattening things you can do for your diet. Those diet drinks, they're horrible because what they do is they register to your mind that you've eaten something sweet, not just your mind, but all of your chemistry, all of the organs, all of your glands. They register that you've had something sweet. And so then your body is waiting for that sugar to come on, and it gets all ready, and your liver starts doing all the processes it needs to take on this sugar that's coming, and it never comes. So guess what? You start craving sugars. You crave sugars and carbohydrates. They cause you, and this is not my opinion. These are studies. Other countries are actually even starting to publish this in Europe. You're getting a lot of this, but the diet drinks cause obesity, and people don't realize that. So not just the sugary drinks, and I had to say this today because then I would be driving people from the sugary drink over to the diet stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got to tell you, I'll tell people all the time, if you're going to drink it, drink the leaded stuff with sugar over the other stuff. Now we've just talked about how bad that is, but going back to the sugar alone, it's far too much, and you're drinking it down as liquid. Your body can't handle it the same way. It causes severe problems. I have a sister-in-law. Heaven forbid she hears this, but I have a sister-in-law that is an avid Coke drinker, and she got onto the lake and literally got so dehydrated, and the only thing she was drinking was Coke. She was drinking plenty of Coke, but she was out on a lake for a few days in a houseboat, and went into kidney failure. Shut her kidneys down. And so when she got back and they started working them, and you know they brought them back up, she got off of the Coke and that, everything. Now she got her kidneys so well functioning that she can drink Coke again. She just has to watch how much. How crazy is that?
Well,
the thing that's killing you.
Yeah, the circle that people find themselves in. But I do want to put this plug in for the liver function. Fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. It when you're taking the fruits and the vegetables, it is helping you rebuild and cleanse and do all that stuff that organ needs to do. And I know that people can find out more about that, Doc, when they go to balanceofnature.com. It's just one of the reasons why the fruits and veggies are so important. But thanks for helping us understand sugar and diet drinks today. That's important.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to be on with you.
It's Dr. Douglas Howard. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I'm not finding any end to the number of uses that Balance of Nature is helping take care of. Recently, I had a little bacterial infection, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics and all this other stuff. I upped my Balance of Nature dose and said, you know what? I'm going to supercharge my immune system and see if it can't knock it out. And I'm telling you, within a half a day, I was already feeling significantly better. And I'm telling you right now, by the time we get around to tomorrow's broadcast, I'm feeling I'm going to be close to 100%. But you wait and see. We'll judge it together when we get there. But if you're feeling run down, don't have energy, or maybe you're fighting those colds or allergies or those little infections and you wonder if there's anything you can do, well, each vegetarian capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. That's 10s of thousands of vital nutrients that are working together to make your immune system even tougher. People report their skin improves. They have a lot more energy, and you improve the quality of your life. Now, Balance of Nature never claims to heal anything. But friends, they have so many hundreds of thousands of firsthand testimonials, you're going to know for yourself if it makes a difference. So from now until May 10th, get a 15% discount and free shipping when you make your first order of Balance of Nature. And it's just in time for Mother's Day to get extra $10 off when you buy a second set of fruits and veggies, perfect for mom, especially if you want to see her have more energy. This offer will end May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. That's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, lots that you need to stay up to date on. Earlier in the show, don't forget tomorrow that huge pro-life rally in Philadelphia, 1144 Locust Street. If you can get down to Philly and show your support for live action, for planned, for the maker of Unplanned, Abby Johnson, for Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire, others that will be there. I was very honored to be invited to come and speak. Just not going to be able to do that because I got to attend to some medical stuff tomorrow. But that is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in Southeast Philly. If you can get there, and if you want more information, go to the liveaction.org webpage. Also, not to be forgotten. Mike Lindell, who called at the top of the show, a special offer. If you call today and if you call this phone number, 800-506-2641, and say to them, I want the lowest price for a pair of pillows that Mike's ever offered. He said it was $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. These are the queen My Pillows, and they are the premiums, the queen premium My Pillows, $34.99 a pillow. That's so ridiculously cheap in terms of like the lowest price he's ever offered. 800-506-2641 to get that. Again, that's just a special thing that he did today, just calling in out of the goodness of his heart. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Use my promo code KMC when you call. Okay, here's what I want you to know. I ran across this little data fact earlier today. In fact, I want you to go over to Twitter, because we posted a little movie. It's called A Tale of Two Rallies, and it's literally 60 seconds long, but it's just a comparison of a rally that was held by Joe Biden and a rally that was held by Donald Trump in the last 10 days. And just you know, it's just fun. Just fun. It'll take you 60 seconds to see it. But go over to Twitter, KMC Radio on Twitter. Now, did you know that the U.S. is third in the world for murders? Did you know that? I just found that out earlier today. However, if you remove Chicago, Detroit, D.C., St. Louis, and New Orleans, we would drop from third to 189. There are only 193 countries in the world. By the way, each of those five cities have the strictest gun laws on the books in America. So the places where the gun laws are the strictest, there's enough violence, murder, and mayhem there that we go from 189 in overall murders to number three on planet Earth because of those gun laws. Let that just chew around in your brain for a little while. You need to marinate on that. There is something that needs to be observed there. I'm Calvin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Answer.